Whether you're a fan of Marvel Comics or not, the name Captain America is familiar to those living within and beyond the United States. This patriotic superhero has spent almost 80 years defending his nation from threats spanning countries, planets, and galaxies. Being one of Marvel's longest-running comic series, Captain America has captured the hearts of people no matter their age, race, gender, or class. What we're discussing today is what makes an icon, specifically an American icon. We'll understand why a man in spandex that wears a shield truly represents American society and values. To do so, we'll delve into the history of Marvel Comics and Captain America themselves, look into how the title of Captain America has changed over time, and what it truly means to wear the stars and stripes. This timeless comic book character can help us better understand the true meaning of what it is to be an American. Captain America made his debut to Marvel Comics in 1941. He was created by Jack Kirby and Joe Simon. His first uniform had a blue mask covering his face with a big white A on his forehead. Above his ears were wings, similar to those of a bald eagle. His one-piece suit was blue as well, with a white star on his chest and red and white stripes on his torso. His square-like shield had stripes and a single white star on it. His uniform was a simple personification of the American flag. His introduction coincided with America's formal entrance into World War II. The character, at the time, was used to motivate Americans to participate in the war in any way they could, this being to buying bonds to enlisting in the service. Steve Rogers, the man behind the shield, embodied the type of American needed to win the war. Prior to assuming the mantle of Captain America, Steve Rogers was a scrawny man unfit for service. This was until he volunteered for a government experiment known as Operation Rebirth. This experiment allowed for Rogers to be transformed into the ultimate soldier. Captain America comics of the 40s leaned into nationalistic rhetoric. Rogers' unwavering alliance with his country was weaponized to get people to serve. Comics, generally, hold a young fan base, which made young men vulnerable to Captain America's call to serve. Early Captain America mirrors another American icon, Uncle Sam. By enlisting patriotic sentiments among young comic readers, the character was emboldening a generation to sacrifice themselves for their country. The superhero wasn't battling an alien or a god. He was fighting the Third Reich, a villain that was so tangible in reality as it was on paper. The threat was not fictitious, which only increased the relatability of the character, and it made the want to serve even greater. The super soldier that Steve Rogers was an extension of military propaganda during the 1940s. The real-life threats like Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan Captain America had to face did not end after World War II. In the 50s, Captain America had a new villain, the Soviet Union. Captain America was considered the commie smasher and again was utilized as a way to promote American military and anti-communist rhetoric. The United States, during the Cold War and to this day, continues to favor the capitalist structures by making the villain the USSR. Marvel Comics continues to instill values the government and military want their citizens to have. Just as young people in the 40s were encouraged to serve as their hero Captain America did, they now will be motivated to participate in the capitalist system because that is the system in which Captain America is defending. In the 60s and 70s, the super patriot Captain America was portrayed to be began to fade. In this time, corruption in the United States and the civil rights movement had become front page news. The United States could not turn away from its imperfections like it did before, and therefore neither could the comics. In the two decades Captain America had existed, he had been a symbol of American excellence, a beacon of hope and pride in the United States. The Watergate scandal and the fight for equality have arisen. Captain America began to criticize the country in which he undoubtedly supported for over 20 years. What makes the shift of how Captain America's relationship with his country is portrayed so interesting is that Steve Rogers has never personally been affected by America's actions. His race and gender give him privilege to easily support the United States. As a country that his demographic has always benefited from, his hesitance in its leadership is a stark 360 to how his character originated. His reputation was founded as a perfect patriot, one that everyone aspired to be like. Now, the hero is calling for civil rights, for reform. He's calling out the presidency. readers of this era of Captain America comics may develop a different relationship to Captain America than previous readers. As Captain America becomes skeptical of the law and leadership, so will people who consume the comics. In 2015, Sam Wilson was introduced as the new Captain America. Sam Wilson, previously known as Falcon, was a friend of Captain Steve Rogers, and they accompanied on many missions together in the Steve Rogers Captain America comics. He was also a black man who served in the United States military for some time. Unlike Rogers, Wilson did not have the same call to defend his country. Being a black person in the United States, Wilson chose to defend a country that had not always defended him. His run as Captain America addresses, how can we fly a flag and feel patriotic to a country that has exploited you?
I just don't understand. I'm a black man carrying the stars and stripes. What don't I understand? Every time I pick this thing up, I know there are millions of people out there who are going to hate me for it.
This audio clip comes from the Disney Plus series The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Captain America, now Sam Wilson, portrayed by Anthony Mackie, is addressing a group of senators and reporters on what it means to be a black man holding the stars and stripes. Wilson is not ignorant to the significance of his title. He's aware that he'll not be accepted in the same way Steve Rogers was. When Sam Wilson, Captain America, had a release, several articles and fan reactions voiced their dissatisfaction with Sam assuming the role as Captain America. Fox and Friends called the transition from Steve Rogers to Sam Wilson a PR stunt in order to boost readership. They criticized his run's new villain as he was an American who opposed immigrants. They wondered why ISIS was not the villain for this Captain America. This hints to, again, the blind patriotism of the early Captain American comics. Just as Captain America couldn't accept it in the 40s and 50s, Fox and Friends did not accept the United States being the villain, or America would be the problem. With much of pop culture becoming more diverse and inclusive as compared to that of 10 or 20 years ago, some have called this forced wokeness. This forced wokeness basically believes that characters were not cishet and white are only becoming integral parts of media to boost consumers. This mentality completely neglects the true understanding of why we need diversity in media. Representation matters. Women, people of color, disabled people deserve to be seen and to be accurately portrayed. Sam Wilson becoming Captain America is more than just to boost consumers. It's to show a black hero fighting for his country and his beliefs. Stereotypes of black Americans being criminals or untrustworthy, it's crucial to break down these racist stereotypes in our media. It might seem unimportant that a fictional superhero to be black, but this is only because these people criticizing it are people who've always been represented. Everyone deserves to feel like a hero. It is important to distinguish the title from the person. Captain America is not Steve Rogers. Yes, Steve Rogers is Captain America, but he's not the only one who's had this role. Captain America is a title, not a person. Yet we so easily forget this. Steve Rogers has been the default for Captain America, which just almost shows that the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man is the defender of the United States. This hesitancy, yes, is back to nostalgia. Most readers are familiar with Steve Rogers' Captain America, but it's also rooted in comfort and whiteness. People are conditioned to assume that the white guy is our hero, and when that role is changed, it's almost always met with backlash. By not accepting the captains who are not Steve Rogers, we're beginning to promote racism in our media. And this goes against Marvel's mission in the first place. Stan Lee, former comic writer and creative lead of Marvel Comics, noted that, quote, Marvel has always been and always will be a reflection of the world right side our window, end quote. Stan Lee, one of the modern figureheads of Marvel, believes everyone has a place in the fantastical world of Marvel. No one is excluded to feel like a superhero. The trials in which these heroes face are those similar of Americans, or anyone to that matter. So by rejecting change, good change, in this ever-going story of Captain America, were rejecting the goals of Marvel's inclusivity. And because Captain America is a title, his story can last as long as they want it. There's no end. And so there's no end to who Captain America can look like. It can be a woman. It can be a black man. It can be a black woman. Because to Marvel, everyone is welcome. So at the end of all of this, we still must ask, what makes an icon, and how is Captain America one of them? An icon is the embodiment of society's expectation of itself and those within the system. It's not a reflection of the reality we're living in. It's used to push sentiments or actions to those who consume it and generally are exposed to it at a young age. For Captain America, he's always embodied an America worth fighting for. During his earlier runs, that America was a global military superpower. He was able to rally those in support of World War II and the Cold War. Down the line, he was able to call Americans to acknowledge the flaws within his own system, but he was always still able to love his country. And recently, it's been a way to challenge the racism within our media by positioning Captain America in a world whose threats and conflicts are those reflected in reality. Comics are suggesting that this is the real way to be an American. Captain America's constant dedication and leadership makes readers want to fight for a better America as well. Captain America is an icon because he's a symbol of hope for the United States. He's a hope for a more just America, and he's a hope for a more equal America. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a great holiday season.